Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Ernie from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinion to the research. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes.
Are you at least 18 years of age?
Oh, yeah, more than that.
Okay, now what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
Good, there's so many of them.
If you get to choose one?
I'm sorry, what?
If you was to choose one?
I hadn't really thought about it.
Okay, no problem. Let me ask you, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
Whoa. Probably, I don't know, they're all important. The air quality?
Air pollution, let me see, water, climate, air pollution. Okay. Now, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
I don't think we have a lot of them. They're also pretty well handled. I guess if it was anything, I would say air pollution.
Air pollution, okay. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first one, medical manufacturing. Do you think they're doing an excellent job, a good job, just, fair, or poor?
Probably fair.
Fair, okay. And what about mining?
Ooh, now that you bring that up, I think that it's, who's doing this again?
This is for Opinion Research. Opinion Research,
no.
That's the name of the survey company.
For this particular question.
Okay. Mining.
Who am I saying, but who am I saying is good, fair, poor?
Right, if you think that they're doing a good job as mining.
Who are they?
In general, in Minnesota. The industries of mining.
Ooh. Fair.
Fair, okay. And the next one will be agriculture and farming. You think they're doing an excellent job, a good, just, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good, okay. And what about forest products?
What kind of products?
Forest. The forest products, you know how when they cut the wood and they have lumber and wood products? Mm-hmm.
Oh, these are hard because it depends on where you live.
Okay. And your point of view?
I would say good.
Good, okay. Electric utilities.
Fair.
Fair, okay. What about refining?
I don't know. I don't know enough about it.
Okay. And what about... What about, how would you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups and the doing and managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? The first one would be U.S. Forest Service. You think they're doing an excellent job, good, just, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good, okay. And forest and timber industries?
Good.
Good. Environmental groups?
Fair.
Fair, okay. Minnesota Department of Natural Resources.
Good.
Good. County land departments.
The who land?
County land.
Good.
Good, okay. Now, how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacture, is to Minnesota's economic? Would you say it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important. Somewhat important.
Somewhat, okay. Now, how significant of a role do you think that forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economic in the future? Will you say it will be a very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Will you say that there are more than harvest, same as harvest, or fewer than harvest?
Well, if you listen to the people who are harvesting them, it would be more than a harvest.
More? Okay, thank you. Now, do you think that there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forest today than it was in 1970s?
Fewer.
Fewer? Okay. Now, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain a timber harvesting now and the future, or no?
Wow. I don't have enough information to make that.
No problem. What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Will you say that they will have a positive impact, no impact, or a negative impact?
Negative.
Negative, okay. Now, do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment, or no?
No.
No? Okay. Do you feel it's acceptable to harvest trees for commercial use on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wildness areas?
No.
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 Now, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wildness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper product, or no?
No.
No. Okay, do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forest for use as a biofuels to generate electricity in Minnesota, or no?
No.
Okay, now do you feel that it is appropriate to use whole trees harvest from Minnesota's forest for use of biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or no?
No.
Okay. Now, have you ever seen, read, heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest product industry?
Minnesota what?
Minnesota's forest products industry. Have you ever seen, read?
Not really.
No? Okay. Now, do you donate money?
Not specifically.
Okay. So which one should I record for you? Yes or no?
No.
No, okay. Now, do you donate money to environmental causes?
No.
No, okay. Now, the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, and saw paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and providing needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economic, a significant component of the Minnesota state economic, a minor component, or a fading component?
Significant.
Thank you. Now, like many industry, Minnesota's forest industry most significant problem is difficulty hiring, retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train workforce to fill the jobs?
I would support that.
Thank you. Now, we're almost finished with the survey. I really want to thank you so much for staying on the phone with me. It means a lot to me and the company, ma'am. I know your time is very valuable, okay? Now, the state of Wisconsin and improving rural economics and job opportunities by making $8 million investments in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities, providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment use in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues, such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economics, forest, and forest industry, or will you oppose?
I would support it.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose the state funding for the part of the program. The first one, create new training programs direct to meet the needs of producers and mills. Will you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you. Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to the people not traditionally employed by the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Will you support or oppose?
Support. Support.
Thank you. Now, work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Support.
And the last one, get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry workers' jobs provide.
Support.
Thank you so much. Now, finally, just a few questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education that you have completed?
Master's.
Master's. So that will be a graduate degree, correct?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, what is your age?
Actually, postgraduate.
Postgraduate, okay. What is your age? I'm sorry.
74.
74, okay. Now, how will you describe the community where you live in? Is it large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
A small town.
Thank you. Now, is your annual house income $25,000, $25,000 to $49,000, $50,000 to $74,999, $75,000 to $900,000? $50,000 to $74,000. Thank you. Now, do you consider your political views to be liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate, okay. Now, in which of the following categories will you put your job or business? Is it manufacturing, business, or retail
sales? Retired.
Retired, okay, thank you. Now, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself to be a male or a female?
I'm a female.
Ma'am, that was the last question on my survey tonight. I want to thank you so much for your time. I hope you enjoy the rest of your night and the rest of your week, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye.
Bye-bye.